until 8. You're listening to Sports Day on 882-6PR.
Let's get inside the Fremantle Dockers with Shane Kirsten, who has kindly given us his time at 9 minutes to 7 tonight. G'day, Shane. Welcome, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, mate. Well, how have you found the transition in coming back? First time I've got a chance to speak to you since the season's gotten underway down there at Freo, and obviously back from Geelong and into the Fremantle lineup. How have you found the change?
Yeah, no, I've loved it. Initially, it probably took a little bit to settle in, coming back home after being away for a few years. I'm having my time back here and really relishing the opportunity to get back here with friends and family.
Now, Shane, Peter Swimmich here. Great start of the season for the club, really. I know the first two rounds, but have powered back since. Yourself, personally, are you slowly getting into some form? Are you getting used to the player group?
Yeah, it's something that was always going to take a little bit of time, especially with myself. I missed a large chunk of the pre-season, so that probably didn't help me in one form. I guess week by week it goes on, we're getting a bit of chemistry going, especially up in the forward line there. It's a very new group. I think Sonny Walker's is our oldest player up there, so we're a fairly young and new group, and it's exciting for the future, I guess.
Shane, was that at Pizza Bellaroma? You had a bad pizza, is that right? You missed a few weeks?
No, I'm not going to name the restaurant. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but I had a chicken dish. It actually wasn't a pizza. I don't know who reported that, but it was a chicken dish. And we'd become a little bit crook. And it was something that was a little bit unfortunate, I guess.
Now, Shane, you seem to be working up the ground a fair bit. Is there any chance, I suppose David Hale is looking after yourself, but, maybe a bit more stay at home, because when you do hang around the goals, you seem to be finding the big sticks.
Yeah, something as a forward group, we don't tend to want to be one-dimensional, so we try to mix it up. And that obviously depends on who we play week to week, so it's not something that I've thought of myself getting up the ground too high in all the games. It's just something that we mix up, and if we get certain matchups that we like, we tend to play different players a bit deeper to goal and that sort of thing. So, if we can just help the team out in any way, whether that's up the ground or back inside 50, I know as a forward we'd like to be kicking a few more goals, but if I can do anything that the coaching staff wants.
How was that? How did you feel kicking that goal against North Melbourne?
Oh, it was a bloody good feeling, that's for sure. I haven't heard the person really get up and about like that before. So, no, it was a pretty surreal feeling. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. I mean, our leader stood up in that last patch of that game and really led from the front. So it was nice to kick that goal. But, as I said, I ended up in the right spot at the right time, I think.
Have you had a focus on your starts? Because, let's face it, last week you gave West Coast a start. You couldn't run them down. But in your previous two games, good come-from-behind victories, where you were able to get over the top of North Melbourne, and your third quarter against Melbourne was exceptional. You've got to get away to a better start, because at the moment you're putting pressure on yourselves early.
Yeah, it actually has been a bit of a focus from within the four walls of the football club. Obviously, we have clawed our way back in a few of those games early on the season that we have managed to get back into, but we obviously don't want to be letting teams get away to a head start like the Eagles did on the weekend. It's just too hard to try and make up a 7-goal margin after they jumped us early, and we're an effort and intent-based team, and we've reviewed the game pretty hard, and we just saw at times some of our effort to get back defensively and help certain blokes out wasn't there, but something that we're working on week by week, and we'll look to get better this week.
Got it, mate. Thanks very much for giving us some time tonight. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Shane.
Thanks, Shane.
No dramas. Thanks, guys.